Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's 5 o'clock-ish.
Hey, anybody tap the keg yet? I'll pump.
This is U.S. Open Week with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
You're not doing anything later. Why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the 9th green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Dress nice, huh?
Oh, all right.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy, buttery little Thursday.
Sada.
It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob. That's Sook.
With, dude.
Right over there. Right here. Look at him. And then you got Will Ortner over there on the ones and twos as Buck is off to Bend.
May or may not die in his...
His
triathlon.
His inaugural sprint try. He's Clydesdale, if you must know. And then, we're just holding down the fort here, partying. Sure. You know, it's a big week.
Well, I got hockey on right now.
Yeah, we got the Panthers and the Oilers. My Oilers are struggling.
Yeah, it's not looking so good right now.
No, it isn't.
No, they got.
You were right. The Panthers are really good.
The Panthers are really good, unfortunately.
I would like to point that out.
I hate them more and more as the series goes on.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah.
But look at the bright side. We've got the U.S. Open underway.
Yeah, but now coverage has ended, so what am I supposed to do with that?
Tomorrow morning. Hmm. And my Pacers, now the leaders in the NBA Finals.
Although I still think Oklahoma City's the favorite in the betting odds.
I heard that on my favorite midday show, which used to be Danny and Dusty.
Now it's Danny and Friends.
Yeah, they were talking about that today. Buck was saying that the Pacers are still the underdog.
Yes.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's some pretty juicy plus money, dude.
I would think so. I mean, it's just once you get a narrative in your head, it's hard to beat it out of there. And this is why I said going into this series, be careful, because like people were having debates of, is this an all-time great team for Oklahoma City? Like the metrics, and is this the start of a dynasty, and how good is this 68-win season for them, and will we have to think about them as an all-time team? You got to win first. So many times we put the cart before the horse and someone forgets to tell the other team that they're not supposed to do this, because obviously, you know, if you want to say game one was a bit of a fluke, because game two, Oklahoma City responded. Well, last night in the fourth quarter, dude, Indiana just bullied Oklahoma City up and down the floor. So why not? If you're Indiana now and you're not giving them a serious look and thinking they can do this, then you just haven't been watching the playoffs. If at this point you're doubting Indiana.
Let me look at the odds here. Do you think whoever wins game four wins the series?
I don't necessarily think that. I think if Indiana does, I think it's done. I don't think Indiana's losing. But, I mean, if it's 2-2 and if it's a close game, then no. I don't think it's a guarantee that Oklahoma City closes this things out if they get it back to 2-2.
Well, at that point, it'd be a best of three with...
Best of three with two... Yeah,
there.
But
I mean,
Indiana's already proven that they can go into Oklahoma City and win. And, you know, I will not write off the Pacers at this point. That is a gritty, team that just is going to keep grinding. And I think they have the better coach. And, you know, we've seen Oklahoma City now, I think, in two games. One in game one, I thought they folded down the stretch. And I thought through the entire fourth quarter, Oklahoma City folded last night. And I think that is a bit of a concern that, you know, you talked about it. The one thing at the start of the playoffs that everyone said about Oklahoma City is the youth a thing? And I thought we would have been past this by now because they've been through some playoff wars. They went to game seven in Denver and responded beautifully, ended up crushing the Nuggets in game seven. Granted, it was an injured, beat up Nuggets team, but you know, they haven't been great on the road this postseason and they've had some lapses. And I think this is twice now in three games that they have played really poorly down the stretch and won entire fourth quarter. So I don't know, maybe that you thing is maybe that's a bigger deal than what we thought at this point.
Right now you can get the Pacers at +185 to win the series.
Yeah.
So that means if you bet 100, you'll win 185.
I just think that's incredible value for a team that's on the heater that Indiana is.
Well, not only that, but Oklahoma City's never won anything.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
But that would not be as good as the opening series number, which was, as we talked about, was like one of the longest shots since LeBron's old Cavs against the Warriors.
And why not?
They were +435 or something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there was real value there.
All right, coming up, Major League Baseball players have picked their favorite organization. We have the club tonight. We must talk about the latest fiery plane crash, which is bananas.
Boy, that thing. At least, I think I'm going to try to put a bright side on that. If you are going to die in a fiery plane crash, I think that's the one to die in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know that there's a bright side. Maybe silver lining?
That's,
is that what you mean?
Yeah. Look.
Look on the bright side.
Here.
One guy survived.
Let me just say this. If you're going to die in a fiery plane crash, it's not good. Right?
It is not good.
It is not good. No one's ever been like, hey, I'm dying in a fiery plane crash. But if you're going to have to pick one, I think that's the one that you would choose to go down on.
Well, we'll talk about that in the club. Up next, what is the best new quarterback wide receiver duo in the NFL? On the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So now to the NFL. That would be the National Football League. Uh-oh. Suk's dying over there.
Yeah, I still got some lingering side effects of my cat AIDS that I battled last week.
So, I got a list here of the, this was CBS Sports that did this. They put together the best new quarterback wide receiver duos, there are a lot of them.
Best new.
Yes.
Not old.
New.
Since he wouldn't count.
What?
Like the Bengals would not count. They got,
no,
they
that's all, not new.
No.
Come on, man. What's the matter with you? Here are some of your choices.
Okay.
You've got Sam Darnold and Smith and Jigba.
Sure. Makes sense. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. I think Darnold, I think we'd love to do,
That one to me is not that great.
Well, there's no difference between that and Geno Smith.
I'm starting soft.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you just swapped a younger player. You just got a younger Geno Smith.
You've got Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got Jaden Daniels, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I love that now the scuttlebutt is that Deebo is fat and slow because someone showed a clip of him in OTAs running half-heartedly, and he did look he looked a little thick. So now everyone's like, oh my God, Debo's fat and old and can't run.
You've got J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you forget. Well,
you forget about that one.
Not just Justin Jefferson, but that whole Minnesota offense. You have an elite tight end, and you have actually multiple elite receivers.
Well, again, in the interest of this exercise, yes. We're talking about quarterback wide receiver duos, the best new one on the market. We've got Dak and George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, now here's a good one. You've got Matt Stafford and Devontae Adams. You forgot about that.
I did forget about that one.
That's number one on their list.
Yeah.
You've got...
Prepare to be underwhelmed, by the way.
By that one?
Well, he's just not the same...
Oh, yeah.
He's just not the same player that he was. And he'll be fine, but Puka Nacua is still the best player on that. He's still the best receiver. We love to do this with receivers where we think receivers are elite at least 2 to 3 years past where they're not elite. And sometimes they're just flat out washed, and we still try to make them out to be huge relevant. I'm not saying Devontae Adams is washed or anything, but you can say this about Tyreek Hill. You can say it about Adams. They're just not. DeAndre Hopkins went through this. They're just not the players. Debo certainly, I think, falls into this category.
Yeah, Hopkins is on this list, too. They've got him and Lamar there.
Yeah, he's just... Dude, they're just...
he's now with Baltimore.
Yeah, he's another guy. And I'm not saying Devontae Adams is another guy, but, dude, he is not the gravitational force that people are still in their mind when you're like, oh, my God, Matthew Stafford and Devontae Adams. Yeah, that would have been awesome 4 years ago.
How about Russell Wilson, Malik Nabers? Now we're stretching a little bit here.
Now we're stretching. Well, Malik Nabers is really, really good. He's just, Russ.
Ooh. What about this as most underrated? Trev Lawrence, Travis Hunter.
Yeah, that could be a little something. I'm interested to see what... I am skeptical of the Travis Hunter stuff.
Another good one.
I'm just skeptical of anything that I've never seen before. And the idea that he is going to play a significant role on both sides of the ball for a guy that did battle injuries in college. And I heard an argument, I forget who it was. One of the NFL analysts who was an ex-player brought up and he said, well, he's done it his whole life. So why can't he do it in the NFL? And that was just the dumbest argument I've ever heard in my entire life. I also played football my entire life and was really good about it until I got to the NFL. It's kind of a different animal. And I'm not saying Travis Hunter isn't going to be good, and he may be elite, but this notion that he is going to be like a top five receiver and a top five corner, and he's going to play 100-something snaps, I will believe it when I see it.
Right. Tend to agree, but in the interest of this conversation, we're talking about quarterback wide receiver duos, and that could be a very underrated one.
Absolutely.
An overlooked one. Another one in that category.
We have seen some rookies come in the last handful of years, and they hit the ground running.
How about Drake May, Stephon Diggs?
See, I'm not a Diggs guy. I think he's washed.
Or Cam Ward, Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
You forget about that one.
Yeah.
Could be underrated as well.
Calvin Ridley is an underrated player, and maybe Cam Ward is a guy that comes in and same thing. Hits the ground running, and we're seeing more and more where receivers can be massive impact players from day one.
A couple of others they have on the list. They have Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave.
Nope.
Why are you laughing at that?
Well, I just...
Shuck could be good. And if he is, to Olave, that's a pretty good look. You know what? You're a hater.
Well, let me give you...
Is that better or worse than Geno Smith and Jacoby Myers?
Well, okay. Let me just two things here. To say that you have any sort of expectations on Shuck, maybe there's something there, but my God. And then Chris Olave, he's one hit away from being Trent Green. I mean, he needs to be really, really careful.
He can't stay healthy.
He has had three NFL seasons, and he has had at least four serious concussions. I mean, we talk about Tua. And at least Tua, you can kind of hide it a little bit, man. When you're a receiver, that is, if I'm a New Orleans fan and they're rolling out Shuck to Olave, and that's my hope, consider my pucker factor about a 13.5.
Underrated as well on the list, Jordan Love, Matthew Golden. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Because Golden's supposed to be pretty smooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's other weapons there too. And I would, if you're Green Bay, you're hoping for a big bounce back year from Jordan Love.
So what's your best new quarterback wide receiver duo? I don't think I missed any. That was their list.
That was the list.
It's got to be Rodgers, DK, right?
I think that one, well, one, he's going to be the main target. And Rodgers last year with the Jets was not bad. And he's going to get a healthy dose of that. I would say if you wanted to bet on the numbers, who ends up having the most productive one? Yeah, I think that's probably a safe bet. I mean, it's certainly
Prescott Pickens could be pretty good.
Prescott Pickens, but he's not. I mean, I don't think he's a true one guy. And you still have CeeDee Lamb. Lamb's going to get the bulk of those. You know, Malik Nabers is going to get his touches in New York. I would just think of guys that are going to be the number one guy. And Nabers certainly will be that. And
McCarthy Jefferson.
That's if you were going to bet on one that wasn't a proven thing like Rodgers and Metcalf, dude, Jefferson's made everyone look great. If McCarthy even comes in and is halfway decent, you would assume that Jefferson's going to put up big numbers regardless. He's the best receiver in the NFL.
They also did the most promising new coach quarterback combo.
Okay.
Among them, well, of course, you have Rodgers, Tomlin.
Sure. And again, I think that'll be fine. I think that's going to be the Steelers. They're going to win 10 games, maybe 11, and they're going to be right there sniffing around the playoffs because it's just what Pittsburgh does.
You have May Vrabel.
A lot of people are high on that.
A lot of people are saying.
And by the way, they were so bad last year that, you know, there should be a massive improvement. And I didn't watch a ton of Patriot games, but a lot of the people that I follow and that I think are pretty good talent evaluators and kind of dig in some of the metrics, they love, and I mean love, Drake May. They have an uncomfortable sports woody for Drake May.
Well, he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And in an otherwise crappy team.
Yes. And look, I may say that Stephon Diggs is washed. He's like 32, 33. You know how I feel about, you know, receivers getting into their 30s. He's doing cocaine on a boat with Cardi B in the offseason. He's recovering from ACL surgery. I just don't think that the Diggs thing, how about this? If you want to say who's about to be the most disappointing people on that list, Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
But I get why people are excited about him. That team should be improved. Vrabel is a known commodity. He's a really good coach. And Drake May showed a lot of promise last year without a whole lot around him.
So other more promising new coach quarterback combos, you have Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson. That's good.
Yes.
You have Geno and Petey.
Yeah. Yeah, back together. I just think Geno's solid. I like Geno more than other people. But the one is Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams.
That's got the highest upside.
That's got the highest upside.
Well, we got, don't forget about Prescott Schottenheimer. That's new.
Boy, I still...
They can be pretty good, man.
No, they can't. I am still trying to...
You don't think Dallas is going to be good?
No, I don't.
Really?
No. I cannot process that they hired... They hired Schottenheimer.
While you were gone, we played the clip of him. Did you hear Micah Parsons calling him to wish him goodnight?
No.
This is a bit now that guys are doing. They're putting it on their reels or whatever. And they're just calling their coaches and telling them, hey, just wanted to tell you goodnight, coach. And Schottenheimer, he answered. And you could tell he was shocked. He's like, what's wrong?
Oh, boy.
Where do I need to bail you out? From
everything,
anyway, Schottenheimer or Prescott said, Micah Parsons said, I hope you're drinking a shoddy.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And he goes, I am drinking a shoddy. Mm. And then we were like, well, what's a shoddy? Well, there's a video out there about Schottenheimer and what he drinks. Mm-hmm. Would you care to guess what a shoddy is? Because Buck and I have a theory now that he's an alcoholic.
Okay.
This is an alcoholic's drink.
Really?
Well, because one, he's always drinking them.
Sure.
And two, it's...
He's drinking like Rumplemints or something?
Rumplemint? What? No.
What is he drinking?
Malort.
Shoddy.
You're drinking, yeah, Malort.
A shoddy is vodka, I think he said Tito's,
yeah,
water, and three lemons.
Oh, really?
Leading Buck and I to believe that he's a drunk.
So you're just drinking straight vodka.
I mean, well, he's cutting it with water and lemons, but gross. If you want to drink a bunch of it,
yeah, just,
that's what you cut it with.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
Dude, really?
That's a shoddy.
Boy, that makes me uncomfortable.
And he was drinking a shoddy when Parsons called him.
There you go.
Rather wished him good night. Malort.
I'd like to point out too, the one, I just think that's such a terrible hire for the Cowboys.
I don't know, man. I think Dallas might be all right. I would never bet on them to win much of anything.
No.
But it sounds like the players really like him.
Yeah.
And if somebody there could just stay out of the freaking way, and because they have good players.
And if Dak is healthy.
That's what I mean.
The Bears one, too. I want to go back to the Bears one because that one is interesting. And, you know, I'm not a big DeAndre Swift guy, but whatever. Like, you run it back by committee, you'll be fine. But they completely revamped their offensive line and spent a ton of money redoing that whole O-line. You're bringing in arguably the best offensive mind in football in Ben Johnson. And you already have Rome Odunze. You have DJ Moore that you spent a lot of money on. You already have Cole Kmet. And you spent your first two draft picks on arguably the best pass-catching tight end in the draft in Colston Loveland out of Michigan. And you went and got Luther Burden the third. Like, there is every reason to believe, if you think that Caleb Williams at all has the makeup that they said he had coming out, this generational prospect, that Bears offense should absolutely hum this year in Chicago. The best of the coach quarterback combo, the new ones, is there in Chicago. No offense to Schottenheimer and the Dallas Cowboys.
They have, actually, I was looking at this list here, CBS best new coach quarterback combo. They have Dak and Schottenheimer number one.
Yeah. Dak's more of a proven commodity, and again, when Dak is healthy, Dak puts up numbers. I have zero faith in the Cowboys' rebuilt O-line, and I have zero faith in Schottenheimer's ability to do much of anything. And I just think that organization they just don't know what they're doing.
And number two, they have McCarthy and O'Connell, followed by Geno and Petey. There's Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, four, and then they have Rodgers and Tomlin, five. Sneaky good. Trevor Lawrence, Liam Cohen. That could be good. A good combo.
Liam Cohen is a really bright offensive mind. And, you know, I mean, I just like when you pair me a guy that has some skill and talent, and Trevor Lawrence does. I know Lawrence hasn't been what people were projecting him to be. Some of that is his fault. Some of that is a situational around him. But when you give me a guy with talent, and you know, whether it's Caleb Williams or whether it's Trevor Lawrence, those dudes are uber talented, and you put them with a really bright offensive mind. You can't underscore in football what having an offensive minded coach and someone that is creative and gives you the best way to say it. The NFL is the hardest test in the world, right? Like, every week when you're a quarterback, you are giving an advanced calculus class and it's in Mandarin Chinese. And when you have an elite play caller and play designer, he's giving you answers to the test. You've been given a cheat sheet. And when you don't, you can look like an absolute fool at times. And so that's why I think when I talk about a guy like Ben Johnson, and then you surround him with a talent, especially a good old line in Chicago now, or you talk about Cohen down in Jacksonville with Lawrence, that's the stuff that gets me excited. I don't really love when you start talking about retreads or defensive-minded guys, or, you know, that worries me a bit.
All right, up next, Major League Baseball players have picked their favorite organization, and it is overwhelming. Here's Will. The Stanley Cup,
yes.
And the Pacers win the NBA title.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Larry O'Brien?
Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Would that be the the smallest market combo champion ever, do you think? Edmonton and Indianapolis, although Indianapolis isn't that small.
No, Edmonton's small. I don't know.
Edmonton's tiny. We would have to go back to, well, I guess that's NBA, NHL.
Yeah.
If you threw in the NFL, we'd have to go back to the Packers championships.
I would assume whenever.
See who won.
Yeah, see who won.
Those because Green Bay's so tiny.
Yeah, Green Bay. Anything, like what year did Rodgers win his?
Rodgers. Oh, my gosh. I'm so bad about that.
I am too.
2009? Because 2010 would have been the Steelers over the Cardinals.
Well, and I'm always confused, too, because the damn Super Bowl, it can be like the 28. It's
yeah.
It's 2008 season, but it's the 29
right.
Super. That always confuses and frightens me.
08 or 09, I believe.
It was 2010.
But
that's when he won the Super Bowl.
So it's 2011, actually. So it was the 2010 season, but it was the 2011 Super Bowl. So do we count that as 2011 or do we count that as 2010?
2010, 2011. And then the other one would be 11-12.
This is already a disaster of an exercise. But let me just state that, are we going NBA or NHL? Or we're just going to pick?
I'm just going to look.
Or MLB.
I'm going to look and see who won the 2010 champions of all four leagues.
Well, I think technically it would be the 2011 World Series, right? And then NBA, you've got the same. It's 2010, 2011.
So the Giants won in 2010.
Are you talking baseball?
Baseball.
No, I think baseball, it's 2011. But I think for hockey and basketball, it's 2010, 2011. Because they obviously.
Okay, then the Cardinals would have won the 2011 World Series.
Okay, that's not a huge market.
No, and then 2010, the NBA is going to be a big market, I'm assuming. 2010 would have been the Lakers, so that's certainly not it.
No, you want 2011, right?
I thought you said in the NBA.
No, because the NBA is like the NFL. It crosses over, so the champion of 2011 is the same for NBA, NHL, and NFL.
God bless America.
Do you know the months of the year?
So 2011 would have been the Dallas Mavericks, so it's still a magic. It's either way. Yeah. It's a big one.
Well, that was impromptu.
That was impromptu.
And we got nowhere.
No.
Thank you. Sports Radio at its finest right there.
It's time to see who won the Stanley Cup in 2010. Chicago Blackhawks. So.
Yeah, see. Maybe I'll do that tonight in my award-winning show prep. I'll see if I can come up with that.
Yes. The Panthers, although the Panthers are technically surprised, or Sunrise, Florida, but it's Miami.
Nah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, get out of here with that.
It still bothers me that a team from Miami is going to win the Stanley Cup back-to-back years, and no one down there gives two S's about it. And they're just such an unlikable team.
Well, maybe you can go down there and jump on the bandwagon. There's room.
No, their coach is a douche. Their best players are douches. It's just...
ugh. Matthew Tkachuk's dope.
Dude, that guy is the biggest douche in the league.
But he's American.
And the fact that you like him is all the more reason why he's the...
The fact that you're upset about our countrymen taking over this fine sport.
What's his name?
Matthew Tkachuk.
He is as big a douche as there is.
Him and his brother are the two that got into the fight at the Four Nations. They're the two Americans that started the fights.
I don't care.
Will likes him because he has a mullet and puts lines in his hair.
Says
I like him because he fights for our country, unlike some people.
Whoa. Was that a shot at Big Sook?
I don't fight for our country.
Neither does he.
He just did against Canada.
Dude is such a candy ass.
A new survey of over 120 Major League Baseball players was released by The Athletic this week. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I did not.
Why not? What's the matter with you?
I don't, my subscription to The Athletic ran out. And,
me too, and I don't,
It's like $3 a month. I don't know why I don't resubscribe. I mean, it's
really... Well, we have to draw a line somewhere.
I know. It's really good content, and yet somehow I like it.
Is it Wall Street Journal good?
Wall Street Journal is good. That's quality. Yes, The Athletic is, if you were to say, like, one place to get the best sports news, The Athletic, or the best writing, it's The Athletic.
Okay. One question, they asked a bunch of questions.
Sure.
But one was, which organization has the best reputation in the league? And
speaking of which, by the way, that douche Tkachuk just scored a goal.
That fine American.
Because he fights for our country, according to, which, when Will said that, I was like, Did he serve?
No.
He's just talking about hockey fighting in a...
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
In a stupid...
In an exhibition game.
I don't... No. He was...
You might have offended some people who served in that with that...
It's okay.
Commentary, but...
I apologize.
He's a big Trump guy, too.
Me?
No.
Oh.
Good joke.
So am I.
Yeah.
What's it to you?
Nothing.
Why are you bagging
on
that?
Have to bring politics into sports,
bro? Yeah, why you gotta do that? Hey, stick to sports, dude.
Look at you.
Stick to sports, bro.
I love Tesla.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Political talk? What was I telling you?
The survey.
We're going south here, guys.
No.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
You were talking about the survey?
82 players responded with one franchise, all positive.
Really?
Yes. It's the only franchise that got every positive vote because they asked them which organization has the best reputation, which has the worst or good or bad reputation. Mm-hmm. And all of the votes were for this team were positive, good reputation. Overwhelmingly, this is Major League Baseball players' favorite franchise.
Huh. I'm going to say the Dodgers.
It is indeed
yeah.
the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah. What's not? Someone
What's
said the,
not
someone said the Athletics, the A's. The
they
East,
were last.
The East Sacramento A's. I was going to say, what don't you like about L.A.? They pay their players. They have unbelievable facilities. It's a great home environment. Chavez Ravine, kick-ass place. Great fan support. Best TV deal in baseball. First-class travel throughout. Like, what?
How'd you know that?
What are you going to complain
Have
about?
Have you traveled with him?
No, but like I've read that they talk about that the Dodgers do it right. Like they are just I guess when they travel and everything they do not spare dimes.
Yankees were number two.
So again, it's just going to be teams with a lot of money, right?
Well, that does matter to players.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although Atlanta was third.
Okay.
And then the Cubs, followed by the Guardians.
Yeah. Well, Guardians mid-market.
Yeah.
Still does it right.
Worst, easy A's. To guess. It's the A's, the White Sox, the Rockies, the Marlins, and the Pirates.
Yeah. Well, again, this goes back to being cheap.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the ugly little secret about sports is, and it's, by the way, there's stuff like this in every league. There's teams that are run very, very cheaply, and there's teams that don't, you know... The idea that you're saving a couple million dollars in a billion-dollar franchise every year to some people is just ridiculous, but there's just some really chintzy owners. Look at the Cincinnati Bengals right now. The Cincinnati Bengals have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. They have arguably the best edge rusher in football. They refuse to pay him. And their number one pick was an edge rusher to brought in to maybe replace him, and they can't get a deal done with him. He's the only first-round pick not signed. The NFL's rookie scale contract basically makes rookie deals sign and just like go away. Like they're done for you. And Cincinnati is so cheap over some contract language, they can't get their guy signed. The Cincinnati Bengals are a cheap ass penny pinching organization and they're there in every sport. And no one wants to be part of those teams if you can help it.
All right, up next. I'll tease it by saying this. Who Charles Barkley called the stupidest people in the world? Did you see that?
Florida Panthers.
No.
Will Ortner for liking the Florida Panthers.
Jason Sukanik for not letting go of the joke.
God, you two. What do you expect him to let go of a joke?
You expect
that
me
guy?
To?
No, this guy over here? How long have you been working here?
Almost 4 years.
Freaking Will. Unbelievable. You guys... So you're like toddlers. I have to separate you.
There is a wall in between us.
No, he did. I want the last one. No, I want the... Losers.
Rob's going to start high-kicking people.
That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So and last but not least tonight in sports, the New York Knicks cannot find a coach.
No, they cannot. They can't find anyone that will let them talk to their coach.
Yeah, they can't even interview a coach.
Well, I just find it fascinating that the Knicks fired their coach, whatever you think of that. They went to the conference finals. They fire their coach. And then their bright idea is they're going to go around and ask every good NBA team with a good coach, can we talk to your coach? And in a shocking turn of events, they all said no.
Yeah, so the Knicks requested permission to speak with Chris Finch in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they said no. Ime Udoka in Houston, they said no. They requested then to speak with Jason Kidd in Dallas. They said no.
Yeah.
Then they went on to Atlanta's Quinn Snyder, and they said no.
And then Trae Young taunted them.
What did Trae Young do?
He just was basically, you know, told him to go pound sand. You know, there was that whole Trae Young Knick rivalry a couple years ago, you know, basically telling him to, you know, you're not getting my guy. No, and it, you look like a fool when you keep asking, like,
I mean, yeah, what do they do?
You're going to go get some assistant coach that we've never heard of, and then they're going to tell us that he's great. I mean, I've never understood the idea of firing a good coach when you have no idea where you're going.
So Charles Barkley said this, quote, "The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Thibodeau did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan, and now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man."
Well, that would be...
And they don't have a plan now. I mean, yeah, I don't know what the hell they're going to do, end quote.
I do like your... I'd prefer it if you did your... Instead of a Charles Barkley accent, if you did a Maine justice.
Boy!
You know. But yes, it does. That was kind of what was my... What I was saying.
Here now! Like, here now!
If you've got a good coach, but again, it's not working out...
Boy!
I get it, but you better have some sort of idea of where you're going. Like when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fired Tony Dungy, they just didn't think that Dungy was going to get him over the hump, but they knew that they could go get John Gruden. They were going to have to trade for him, but they knew that the Raiders were open to it, and they knew Gruden was open to it, so they made it happen.
Yeah, now.
You don't fire a good coach without having a rough idea of where you're going. This idea of, well, we'll just find something, I've never understood that
in my entire life. Yeah, now. All right.
And by the way, I'm now being double taunted because the Kachuk scored another one. Yes.
Is he going to get a hat trick?
The curse of Will Ortner.
He's doing it in your face.
He is doing it in my face.
Because you're not supporting this great country of ours.
Captain America has two goals.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
His dad played in St. Louis.
Dad moved around, but yeah, had a lot of...
Potentially there?
Yeah, he's somewhere in the United States. His dad is an American
is that
hockey
Keith
player.
Kachuk's kid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm old.
Well, and then Brady is in Ottawa.
In Ottawa.
He's the uglier of the two.
He is kind of a weird looking...
Is he the younger one? I think he's the younger one, but he looks older.
Brady, I don't know. He's a strange looking duck.
They're not
pretty. What's going on with our
Oilers? They're kind of melting down. That in Florida is really good. So.
Pissed off.
Not going well.
All right. Well, now we get to goof off. Well, actually not. Well, We're going to talk about the plane crash. Was it a big plane crash today?
Yeah. You can't really goof off. Although I did kind of, it was maybe an insensitive statement. It's just saying, like,
you have a silver lining.
There is a silver lining if you're going to have to die in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like the scariest thing that can happen to you.
For sure.
You know, of the ways to die, I just can't think of a scarier one than plane crash. And silver lining on this one.
All right. That'll kick off the club next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.